You should know, if you have this ship, according to Hanan, your wife is not mekabel tumah, because it's too big, you can't be metalkal when it's molly. What about if you have a ship that a person to move the ship is not movable? But if they shvarm, if you have axes pulling the ship, it could pull the ship through. Is that called metalkal or not? So through over, yes, that will be mekabel tumah. Rashla Hananya. The Yom HaSvina Matatelis Malaya Tmeya, it is mekabel tumah. I feel like Matatelis Eli de shvarm, even though only it could be moved. When axes move it, Mirav Goydla, because it's so big, have a total to me. Still, that's called a total. That's Makabu Tum, Achidish. His don't think it has to be metal only at the Odom. No, even a Shvarm can move it also. What's the Rai? It's none. Sholish Agolois Hain. There are three different types of wagons. Asuya, one is Asuya Kedira, is Tumeya Medrash. That's Makabu Tum is Medrash. Trashi Kedira means Kitsura, it's small. Umokefes Michel Stodden. It's closed on all three sides of it. It's only open on one side, the way to get into the wagon. It's Mele Matama Medris. So Trashi, Shel Yeshiva Muchedesi. It's same with the sleep inside it. Since it's closed on all three sides, you can sleep inside this wagon. So it's Miyuchad Yeshiva. So if a Zav sleeps inside this wagon, it has a Tumis Medris on it. Tumi Medris. Tumi Medris. Kamita. Let's say the wagon is open, it's just like a bed. Shrashi Shia Rucha, or Mitachtel Makabelis Kemita Shel Or, Shainba Shum Nekev. It has no holes in it, but it has no sides to it either. It's just like a mita. Then Mitama Tome Mace. It's Mitama Tome Mace. Shrashi Kloima. Makabelis Shar Tumas Kulan Chutz Mitumas Medrish. The Klihu Lekabo Tuma. It's the Kli that's Makabo Tuma. Abul Yeshiva Enim Yuchedis. It's not miyucha, this type of wagon to sleep on. Sheetoyin the boy from Actia. Because this type of wagon, since it's open on all sides, it just has a floor to it. So what are you carrying such a wagon? Your pramaktia, all your business, all your stuff you want to sell. So somebody sleeping there, when you want to start going or want to fill up the wagon, you tell the guy, get out, I'm filling up the wagon with my stuff now. So this wagon is not miyucha to sleep with. So that's the cloud by Tumas Medris, which is like Mishkav, if a Zav sits on it, and the Zav is not touching it, the Zav like there's mechitza between him, he's wearing his begodim, just that his weight is on top of it, it only has a Tumas Mishkav or Medris if the Kli is Meyuchad Yeshivim. But if the Kli is aimed for something else, it has no Tumas Mishkav. Rather than look at Tumas Meis, that's what we say, it's Tumas Meis, Mishum Diyava Tumhu. Vachikom, Ava Tumhu, Ayidei Meis, Vloy Ayidei Zav. Not Ayidei Zav. Medos doesn't have Tumas Mishka. Vaita Shel Avonim. Let's say this wagon is made to store holes in it. You move holes in, you move stones in this wagon. Then Torah Meklum. It's Torah the garment, it's not called the Kli. So Vaita Shel Avonim. You have a wagon that's aimed to carry, to transport big stones. It's Torah Meklum. That's not called the Kli. Why is it Rashi? Eina Mekabel Shum Tumah. Lufi Shaprutza Mitachter. A van that has no sides to it, it has no mechitzas on the sides, and even the bottom of it is not a straight piece of wood. It's a holy piece of wood. Nikovim Gedolim has big holes there. For like Klihu, to chol hakelim shurim k'rimayim. The klal is by Tumah, any type of a Kli that has a hole in it, that pomegranates could go through it, is bottled the same Kli. Now this wagon you made to transport stones, big gigantic stones, so they're not marked but have small holes. They'll have big holes there. So even big holes can remind them is also awesome. Yeah. So mainly here, if you have this wagon that has that's carrying stones, mistam the holes on the bottom of the wagon are very big. They come out a foot wide. So since they're big holes that remind them, pomegranates could go through them, that's the shear for the Makabu Tumah by Kalim. The clear is not Makabu Tumah, right? The Yomar Rabbi Yochanan, V'yem Yesh, but based Kibbul Remainim, but Shnow, if this wagon, the holes are not so big, the holes could still be Mekabul Remainim in them, then it's Temeya Tome Meis, it's Mekabul Tumas Meis. Trash of Yomar Rabbi Yochanan, Alma, Afagav the Shel Eitz, is Keshtasak, we're talking about this wagon that's made out of wood, and a Kli Eitz is Hukeshtasak, Divina Metaltam Olev Reikim. So since this wagon is made out of wood, Pshit is only Mekabul Tumah if it's movable. If you can move this wagon even when it's loaded. Now you have a wagon that you're moving stones in it, big heavy stones. Now how do you move that wagon? A person himself can't pull that wagon, it's too heavy. Eli de shvarim. It's only movable. Are they axes? You have the shvarim moving the wagon. Come out to me. It's from an. And still we see it's called a kli. It's makabel tumas meis. So you see a kli that's only movable. Are they shvarim? It's still called a kli. So that's the raya to Rava. So mele konda chanan yosov. You have a ship that's only movable. Are they shvarim moving it? That's considered this ship could be moved. It's a kli eight that's movable. It's makabel tumah. If a mace or a sheret, anybody touches it, it's makabel tumah. Right. Shloisha tevisin. Then it talks about three different type of a tevah is a chest. Three different chests. Tevah shepischo mitzida. One type of a chest is that you have the opening on the side of it. That's right, the tamei medrus. That's matama medrus. Drashi tevah shepischo mitzida tamei medrus. Lefisha meshameshes shchiva. People could lie on it. In malach, even when using it, shemishdam shembo derech pischo, v'ein sarach leim l'shechev aleh amoid v'nas machtenu. Somebody wants to sit down on this chest and wants to go to sleep on top of the chest. We don't bother the guy because we want to empty out the chest to get inside the chest. The door is on the side. So since the pesach is on the side, if somebody sleeping on top, the zuntai sleep there. So now this is called meyuchid to sleep or to sit there. We don't tell you go off. So now it's makabel tumas medrus. Milmala, Louis Suya, the door to open this chest is on top. So if you're sitting on top and we want to get in, we tell you, mister, get up. We have to get inside. So now it's not Miyuchad Yeshiva. It's Tumeya Tumameis. It's only Mekabu Tumameis. But not Tumamedrish. Because it's not Miyuchad Yeshiva. Trashi Milmala. Pischa Koysen Shalom. Like our chest that's on top is Tumeya Tumameis. Kleima. Nas Abba Tumeya Demeis. Kishakola Kele Maruin Mekabu Tumah. Shim Oil Hameis Aleim. Nas Navatumah. Then Yeshah Tumah, sword in heaven, it's also. It's just not Mekabu Tumas Medrish. Because it's not Miyuchad Yeshiva, as he said. Because if you're sitting on top, we tell you, get off, we have to use the kli. Right? V'habo b'mida terim eklum. If you have a chest that's bo b'mida, that you have to count it, measure it, it's terim eklum. What's this lashon? Rashi, habo b'mida, that means teva gedoyla. It's a way expression of saying a very big teva. A teva gedoyla. She'ena mitatelis. It's not movable. V'yeshlo chalon, and it has a window milmal on top. L'ishtamish b'toicha. Use it on top. It's Torah meklum. L'medris l'chazi. It's not roi for tumas medris. Why hoya v'chalula milmala? Since the opening is on top. Ezeinu mishtamesh shchiva. You can't sleep or rest on top because as soon as you stop resting, when we have to use it, we tell you get up. We have to get in there. Imalachtoi. U'lishat tumas l'chaziya deinu matelis malaya. It's not shartomeis because it's not movable. Since it's such a big kli, v'leisparish that Rashi malosh in bo b'mida. Rashi doesn't know why is it called bo b'mida. It should have said if you have a tremendously big teva, which is teva is a kli eitz, it's made out of eitz, and if it's tremendously big, it's not movable. So kli eitz is hukesh l'sak. It's only mekabel tum if the kli could be movable. Here, such a big teva, you can't move it. That's why it's Torah. Rashi says, why does it call a loshin of bo b'mida? So Rashi lin niram al shem anshe midas klema shetzrichin lomad orkav rochvam. It means you have like a gigantic chest. The mamish you have to measure how many feet long it is, how feet high it is. There's such a gigantic chest. Since it's not movable, it's not makabel tumah. Tana rabbanan medrus kli cheres tor. A kli cheres that a zav is medrus sits on is not makabel tumah. Kli cheres doesn't have a tumas medrus. Rashi medris kli cheres tor shim yoshev olav hazav. If a zav normally sits on top of a kli that's miyuchad yeshiva, it's matamarit. It's not tumas medris. Kli cheres is mufka. V'lo noga v'aviroi is tor. But the kli cheres did not touch the avir. He didn't put his hand inside the kli cheres. Just he sat on top of it. It's tor. V'yein matamar mishun medris. L'kam miyalef lo mikro. Soon we'll have a pasuk for this. A kli cheres, an earthly keli, it's only mekabel tumah if the zav puts his hand inside the kli. Me'aviroi, the avro of the kli cheres is mekabel tumah. But if the zav sits on top of it, he's not matamri. Rabbi Yosi Yomar af svina. Svina has the same halacha. So drop for the Gemara, my comma, what are you talking about? What does svina got to do with kli cheres of the medrash? And the Gemara, my comma, Amar Rav Zvid Hochi comma. This is what I meant to say. Medrash kli cheres is shno. The medrash of a kli cheres. Tohor. Medrus, like that's, this is the Brisa. That a Klicheris is not Makabel Tumas Medrus. O Mage Tomei. But if the Zav touches the Kli Cheres, it's Mekabel Tumah. Somebody touches it, it's Mekabel Tumah. Usvina Shacheres Tumeya. Who are then a Svina that's made out of Cheres is also Mekabel Tumah. Who? Kichananya. By Kananya Pshat. He learns Pshat now Mishnah. Why is the ship Torah? Because the ship is Dumid or Kli Eitz that's made out of wood. That's Dumi the sack only if it's metautal. But Shankin a Kli Cheres is not Dumi the sack. So now the ship made out of Kli Cheres according to Chananya is Mekabel Tumah. That's what the Tanakhama holds. Reb Yosi Yaimeno, Af Asvina Torah Katana Didan. Reb Yosi learns like our Mishnah, the Pashup Shana Mishnah, that why is a ship Torah? Because the ship, the Pasuk says, is Dumi the Yam. Just like a Yam is not Mekabel Tumah, who are then a ship is not Mekabel Tumah. Bechol Oifen. So even a ship made out of Cheres is not Mekabel Tumah. That's Pshat in this Braisa. The Braisa says Medrash Kli Cheres is Torah. Reb Yosi Yaimeno, Af Asvina is also Torah. As even though the ship is made out of a Kli Cheres, that according to Chananya, it is Mekabel Tumah, but Reb Yosi Paskins, like our Mishnah, no. Any ship, be it used on the water, it's not Mekabel Tumah. Maskel or Rapopo, Maya, that's Pshat, what's the Lashon Af? Like this has nothing to do with the din of a Medrus of a Kli Cheres. A Svina is a new halacha. Svina is not Mekabel Tumah. The Mishnah says, because the new Pasuk, Derech Hanib, Lev Yam, was I doing a Kli Cheres? Maya, Elo Amra Popoki, come, this Pshat in the Braisa. Medrash Kli Cheres Tor. You should know if a Zav sits on top of the Kli Cheres, it's not Mekabel Tumah. There's no Tumas Medrash sitting on top of the Kli Cheres. O Mago Tome. Mashenk if the Zav touches the Kli Cheres, as Magi is Matamarit. Vishalates. Let's say you have a Kli made out of wood, then Bein Medrosoi, Bein Magoi Tome. Enachnami. Wooden Kli is Mekabel Tumas Medrash. Means if a Zav is sitting on top of the Kli, he's not touching it. There can be like 10 sheets on top of the Kli. And the Zav is sitting on top of them, that's called Medrus. He's on top of the Keli, he's Matambo the Kliates. A Kliate is Makabo Tumas Medrus, and who are then if he touches it? Now, a Svina Sayardain Torah. Kitana Didan, that's what the Tanakhama says. Svina Sayard is not Makabo Tumas at all. Reb Yosi Yema Afa Svina Matama. Even a Svina is also Matama. Kichananya is also Makabo Tumas.
But the
Svina is on dry land. Mm. No, so now the question before is Rashi learned, magi koma, that when it says af svina, svina is tor, it means it's tor mi tumas maga. O my af, holoitia tanakama kli maga, kli mi magoi. The name of Zuki Yitzaboy. That was the first kasha. That svina is saying af svina is tor. Svina is tor means it's not Mekabel Tumah even by maga. Even if you touch the svina, it's not Mekabel Tumah. So what are you saying af? Before with Kli Cheres, Avad the Kli Cheres, if you touch the Kli Cheres, it is Mekabel Tumas Magla. But Kli Cheres is just not Mekabel Tumas Medrus. So what's this Lashon Af? So that's why the Gemara fixed it up? No. We're even talking about Magla. So that's why Papa fixed it up. Hey, Medrus Kli Cheres Tor, O Magla Tumas Shal Eitz, Be'im Joshua Be'im Magla Taka Tumi. O Svina Sayadin is even talking about Magla. Now for the Gemara. O medrus kli cheres minol on the Torah. How do we know this yisoid? Now, if you have a kli cheres and earthly keli, if the zav is sitting on top of it, it's not Mekabel Tumah. How do we know the medrus of kli cheres is Torah? O machiskid yamakru, the ish asher yiga b'mishkovoy. Pasuk says a person that touches mishkovoy, that the zav touches like he's sitting on something, is makis mishkovoy loy. Will makis the mishkav means something the zav sits on to the zav himself, to the person himself. Mahu, just like the Zav himself, is le tarab mikvum. A Zav has a tarab mikvum. After he waits 7 days that his Torah doesn't see any more Zav, then he goes to the mikvum and he's matar himself. Is af mishkovoy, who adim, when a Zav sits on a keli, that we say the Zav is mektama, the keli, it's only such a kli, the isle, af mishkovoy nami, isle tarab mikvum. Such a kli. That even after it's tama, you can put it into the mikvah. And if you do, a kli cheres has no tarab mikvah. A kli cheres, once it's tama, you have to be shovel, you have to break it. There's no tarab mikvah. Therefore, that's the hekesh akron, that mishkav is only has something that has a tarab mikvah. But kli cheres has no tarab mikvah, and has no tumas medrus. The very of Yishmael Tona, another pasuk. Ki mishkav nidosa yelo. It says that the mishkav, after the zav sits on something, it has the same type of the tum of a nida. Just like if a nida sits on something and she's metamrit, who is in a zav is metamrit? is makif mishkavalo. We're makif here the mishkav of the nida to the nida herself. Es kemishkav nidosa yielo. It should be like her. Is mahi, just like a nida. Is lo atar the mikvah, anisha, could be Torah. She goes to the mikvah. Is af mishkavah. Who are them when a nida sits on something? That we said is a tumas mishkav. By a nida, is nami, is la atar the mikvah. It's only a keli that has a atar the mikvah. La fuka klicheris. Mashenk and a klicheris, the less like tarab mikvah. A klicheris has no tarab mikvah. A klicheris, if it's makabo tumah, you can't do anything with it, you have to break it, that's all. Therefore, a klicheris has no tumas mishkav. Hey, so one says the meat is from zav, and one says the meat is by nidah. But they're both hukash ladadi. The drashi mishkava yihu, the mishkav huska kan. Klicheris ain't no tarab mikvah, the chsev yishavah. Ain't no tari elish virosan. The only way you matar a klicheris is by breaking it. That's the head, but that's why there's no Tumas Mishkav via Klicheris. It's very more blight. Ravait. Most of Rabbi Loi, for the Loi Akasha, a mappet is a regular mat. A mappet, so you have a mat. Is the mace minayin? How do you know if a mace touches a mat that's makabel tumah? Drashi mafit shokanim. You have a mat made out of reeds, like a bamboo mat. The mace minayin shutane lefisher mitzino shefsute kliyeit toirim. Yechura, this mat is pushed to pieces of reeds. They're pushed to pshute kliyeit. It's a straight piece of bamboo. So it's not makabel tumah yechura. How do we know mitames b'mag? Kliyeitz turim mitumas maga sheretz. That if a sheretz touches a kliyeitz, it's not makabel tumah. Or posher the kliyeitz. A kliyeitz is only makabel tumah if it has a base kibble, if it can hold something. So minayin shekli horoya lemishkav u'moishav makabel tumah maga remes. How do you know a kli though? Even though it's a pshute kliyeitz, it's a flat reed, flat mat. But since this mat is roy to sit on and to sleep on, that's makabel tumas maga. How do we know something that's roy for mishkan is worse? It's mafet for meis minayim.